Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon. The Thomas Jefferson University women's basketball team is headed to the Division II NCAA tournament. The 23-8 Rams have earned an at-large berth after advancing to the Central Atlantic Collegiate Conference title game. They will play Bentley in the first round on Friday on the campus of Southern New Hampshire University in Manchester, New Hampshire. Caught up with Jefferson head coach Tom Shirley to talk about his squad, their season, and this matchup with Bentley. Give a listen. So first of all, Tom, congratulations. Great season to this point. You get to the conference title game, fall a little short against the Great Sciences team, but you're earning at large. You get a 4 seed in the region. All in all, got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, really happy, Matt. 23-8, 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen in the starting lineup. I think that's pretty good for a year of especially dealing with COVID as well. Very happy, yes.
If we're talking back in October, did you think this was the ceiling for this group? Have they exceeded your expectations?
No, I thought we came off those 2 championships and we'd have some level of a rebuilding year. I wasn't sure what rebuilding was. You know, you always want to have a winning season. I thought we would have to kind of restructure, reteach new freshmen, even though they were sophomores academically. So, no, I would not have thought we could reach these heights back last September.
Is there a point during the season where your calculus changed when you started to really think like, all right, we've got the chance to do more than I thought and we should maybe proceed accordingly?
I thought once we got the rotation down and, you know, we committed to starting Murphy and we committed to starting Encha, and they just kind of started to blend in with the other 3. And Miles actually a junior playing as a sophomore. We got our bench rotation down. I kind of felt fairly smooth about what we were doing. I think the kids felt that way. There was still some competition for spots and time. You know, I thought once the structure got in place, everybody was pretty good with it and pretty comfortable. And we started winning some games. You know, we'd win 5-6, lose 1, 4-5, lose 1. So, I mean, we got a little bit of a good buzz going, I thought.
You've mentioned a couple of names. For people that aren't familiar, talk about the kids that are big reasons why you're here.
Well, I will go back and say in the fall, everybody would ask me how we're going to be. And I said, I think we have a really good band. And I don't think we have a lead singer. And I'm not sure we still have a lead singer, but kids are playing their instruments better. I think when you look at the extra year, you know, Cassie Murphy has emerged. I mean, she became a second team All-League player as a freshman. Morgan Robinson, I thought, was totally insulted by not being first, second, or third team. I thought she had a terrific year and is a really, really dynamite point guard. If she can, her jump shots continue to improve, she's going to be really good. You know, I thought Emily Kefis came off the bench for us and did a great job this year. Allie Warren did a good job and was, as a captain, did a really, really good job. So I think it was just an emergence in different venues with different people that have kind of taken us to where we are. And obviously, Haley Mono being kind of the elder stateswoman in terms of experience has really helped us as well.
You mentioned Haley Monell and Morgan Robinson, and from watching your team this season, they are 2 players that can do so many different things offensively, defensively, not just score, but rebound, facilitate it, and defend. You've got 2 kids that can take the ball away from the other team a lot. When they're playing well, you are about as difficult and out as there is because they do not allow the other team to really create momentum because they create so many problems.
No, Matt, I think that's a good point. I think what I learned early on was, you know, their speed and their athleticism warranted us going more to that pressure defense that you see us play with that half court, and kind of let Mono out there as a free agent smacking away, because she just gets fingertips and elbows and hands on the ball, and Robinson is right there to kind of pick up the scraps, if you will. So I think their play dictated our defense, not the other way around. And I think, you know, Haley getting Defensive Player of the Year speaks for itself. And, you know, you and I have both seen Morgan come up with balls that, you know, how did she even get her hand around that? So, and I think our kids fed off that. I mean, the slides for the other people are not as complicated. You know, Haley's making most of the runs up there. So I think our kids bought into that and made us a pretty good team. I mean, we lost a championship game giving up 53 points. You think you give up 53 points, you can win a game. But their defense is that good. So I'm really happy and proud of our defense. I thought we played very good defense all year.
Yeah, to that point, and you talk about when you guys pressure and stuff like that, and one of the things I've said watching your team is you can almost feel the other team feels like they're seeing ghosts because your kids are so active, they're so fast, and you feel like the other team feels like they're playing 5-on-8. Just talk about having kids that have that ability, specifically Meinl and Robinson, but the whole unit as well, to create that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I think part of it too is, you know, we're not always in that trap. You know, sometimes we're just in that stunt. And sometimes, like, you'll watch the other team's point guard back up a couple steps just because they're not sure whether we're actually going to ride you down the floor or we're going to pressure you down the floor. So I think part of that just comes from Haley's instincts. And part of that's, you know, directed by me. But at the same time, I think it's just there's a level of ghost, a level of scaredness, a level of concern. And meanwhile, the shot clock's 18, 16, 15. They're not getting it rolling until about 12 seconds. So that's really, really disruptive. We don't even have to steal a ball or touch the ball to be disruptive defensively.
So let's talk about the matchup. You get Bentley, one of the top programs in the region. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, you got them in the first round and you really went toe-to-toe with them, fell a little short. What do you see in this matchup?
Well, I can't believe Jim Conley gets paced in his first year. Like, that ain't right. That just ain't right. So, but no, I'm really, really glad the committee kept Philly away from Philly. None of us wanted to drive 6.5 hours to play each other. So, Bentley's Bentley. They just won their 21st conference championship. They're the queen of the hill for a long time with Barb Stevens. And, you know, Ann's going to do a great job in terms of, you know, carrying on the tradition. But, you know, it's good for our kids to get out of the league and get out of the PSAC and play, you know, a nationally recognized. I don't know if they're a national power this year, but they're nationally recognized. And we're higher seeded and we're wearing white uniforms. Our kids are so excited they're wearing white uniforms. Like, we're always the underdog. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think we have contrasting styles of play. You know, they got a big kid that's really, really good. And we want to run. So we'll see. But to hang with a team like that or beat a team like that, that's a marquee name. That's a Coke or Pepsi. So we're looking forward to it.
You've mentioned the youth of this team. You had some kids that were on the roster. You lost the year to COVID the year before. How big is this for, you know, virtually the entire roster, this first NCAA tournament? And what is the job for you as a balancing act? You want them to enjoy this, savor the moment, but also we've got work to do. Let's not get too caught up in anything but basketball.
I was sitting up at the cafeteria the other day with the assistants and watching our kids interact and have their phones out and Snapchatting and whatever they do. And I said, this is what they missed. Just, you know, hanging out in the door in the hotel at night, just shooting the breeze, doing whatever they do, talking about whatever they talk about. And I kept saying to them, have fun, enjoy yourself, you know, eat an extra pancake, like do whatever it is you want to do. And I think they really enjoyed it. And they kind of made up for 2 years worth of not being there. And of course you feel bad for the team that didn't get to go there. And to bring this youthful team and to almost rejuvenate it and say, okay, you guys are young and now you're experiencing it. You want to come back next year? You want to come back next year? And now we get to do it at the next level, obviously the NCAA level, and say, okay, you're tasting this as a freshman. You're tasting this as a sophomore, where before you graduate some kids and say, well, the only person that's been here is Allie Warren, who's in her sixth year. Like, nobody knows what this feels like or smells like. So to get these kids a taste at such a young age, I think is great for a recruiting, because you bring kids in and they say, yo, we've been there, man. We've done this. And also the fact that these kids are going through it, it's good for the program. It's good for the kids. And it's a great part of their educational experience, in my opinion.
X and OY's biggest keys to have some success here.
Fast start. I think anytime you get on the road in these tournament situations and you're slow getting out of the gate, or you're not prepared, or it's 25-7 at the end of the first quarter, dig yourself a little bit of a hole. So I think it's, not be afraid, kind of try to come out even in the first quarter, hold serve at halftime and turn it into a 20-minute game. That would be my key.
That will do it for this bonus one-on-one episode. Many thanks to Tom Shirley for taking the time to talk. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at @OneOnOnePod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at @MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.